My next guest is also a thriller writer, a mystery writer. However, he is not the son of Stephen King. At least, not to my knowledge, anyway.
Do you have anything to tell us?
I am also not the son of James Patterson.
Okay, so yeah, well, that's even a whole other story.
Yeah.
Marshall Karp is an award-winning former advertising executive, a playwright, a screenwriter, and he has written and produced numerous TV shows. He then started writing these great novels, the Lomax and Biggs series. Then he started collaborating with James Patterson, and the duo have concocted four novels, NYPD 1, 2, 3.
NYPD Red.
NYPD Red 1, 2, and 3.
And 4.
And 4. And soon to be 5.
I'm working on it.
Kill Me If You Can.
That's right.
Okay. Then, but his latest novel brings him back to writing solo and to his Lomax and Biggs series, and he's here to tell us about the latest. It is called Terminal, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Marshall Karp back to the roundtable. We love having you on the program. You know that.
I love being here, and you have another guest?
Oh, yes. Kylie's here. Your great dog,
she's
Kylie.
She's right under this big round table.
I think I have a foot on a paw. That's always very, very comforting. How are you?
I'm absolutely great.
Okay. And you know, I have to say, we've been talking about, it seems, once the, let's call it the James Patterson adventure began,
mm-hmm.
that there was going to be a point where you would go back and write about Lomax and Biggs again, because every time another new NYPD Red book came out, people said, oh, that's great. Where's Lomax and Biggs?
And I try to explain to people the difference between art and commerce. I write the Lomax and Biggs books for love. And I'm not going to make money doing it, but it's part of my legacy, Joe.
So how many years? The last one was Cut, Paste, Kill, right?
Yeah, so I'm just getting feedback in these phones.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you can take those off.
Take off the phones. Yeah. Okay, good. So, yeah, the last one was Cut, Paste, Kill, and right after that came out, it was the fourth one in a series, and right after that came out, Jim called me and said, would you like to write a novel with me? And I go, like, how much do I have to pay you? So that was 2011. I wrote Kill Me If You Can with him. Then we conceived NYPD Red, a series about a bunch of an elite group of New York cops who take care of problems with the rich and famous.
Yeah.
And I constantly got mail and Facebook posts and tweets. Yeah, it's great, but what about another Lomax and Biggs? And so this was brewing inside of me, and I hate to use the F word, but they're fans.
Yes.
And and I don't deal well with the concept of people who worship and adore me, but I'm trying to get used to it.
Oh, we all
you
worship
know
and adore you.
Yeah, I know.
We worship
I
and adore
I was,
you.
I was, you know,
well,
I hear the click of all these radios going off now.
Stop.
But I really wrote this because people wanted it, and I wanted to bring it back, and it took me... You know, I have an obligation to Jim, and I'm happy, thrilled to be working with him.
Yeah.
Because he's a great guy. We have done some terrific work together. He's a big supporter of me. He's supported this book. So it just took me about 4 years to take this from an idea into where is it going to go. The basic premise is very simple. You didn't need Lomax and Biggs for this premise about someone deep, dark, mysterious, who's hiring terminally ill patients to assassinate a group of people they want dead. I can't say too much about the people that are getting killed or the people who are behind it, but there's this intense personal crisis when someone who knows he's got a couple of months to live and doesn't have enough money to take care of his wife and kids suddenly gets confronted with, would you like to make a $500,000?
I have to say, there is a... If you go to Marshall's website, which is Karp Kills, and that's K, Karp with a K, as well as Kill with a K, karpkills.com, and there is a trailer, a beautifully done, very, very... well-done, good-looking trailer for the book. It's about a minute, 40 seconds, and sets up just what you described, but it's really nice. It gets you very much in the mood for the book.
I did it because, you know, I have a lot of experience working in television and film, and I don't know a lot of great book trailers. They tend to be, here's the book. I made this into a mini movie. We are watching somebody show up thinking he's going to be offered the cure that he's been looking for, he's been dying for, and instead they offer him $500,000 to kill someone. And so if I'm actually hoping that somebody sees this video and says, boy, that's a minute and 40 seconds of a terrific movie, because I think it is. I also wanted to make the point, I never mentioned Lomax and Biggs in the trailer because you don't have to have read any of those books. It's like tuning into season 3 of Law and Order. You can pick up on the story.
And you have a lot that works into the story that gives you the backstory so we know what's happened.
Right, people know
the information that we need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're joining it for the first time.
That's what you said. That's what I try to do so that you could pick up any book in the series. There's an arc over the 5 of them, but you could pick up any book in the series and take it from there.
You know, I think it's safe to say we both have our issues with anxiety and different things that you know that you have in life. And
different religions,
we come by it honestly,
yes,
right?
Right.
And so when you did Cut, Paste, Kill, you were nice enough. You had me as a character in that book.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's great. And then you never did another one. I was like, oh, Jesus, I just sank the franchise. And then,
So that's like the lady who plugs in the iron and the city blacks out and she's sure she did it and she locks the door. Don't call the
like
super.
A doctor in that book. And then I screwed it up. I just screwed the whole thing up.
Oh, yeah, oh.
And then, so I was really glad that there was a new one out. Here's what I love reading, why I love reading your stuff. The story is great. The story is it's so complete. It's crisp. It's lovely. There's great humor in it. Your one-liners just zing. They don't hold anything back, and it has a great vibe to it.
Could you put that in an Amazon review?
Yeah, I will certainly do that.
I don't mean to troll for reviews because I'm not supposed to read them, but. What's interesting
is... Oh, but how could you help, right?
Oh, writers who read reviews should get... They get what they deserve because I have... The book just came out. There are, like, I think 21 reviews on Amazon. 19 of them are 5-star. And I looked at the... And they're in a 4-star. And I looked at the 3-star. And the guys... That's... The 3-star is the critical review. The guy's disappointed. And I'm like... Oh, he found me out. It's like, you know, writer neurosis. Neurotic writer is redundant.
One of them is me because the doctor didn't come back.
Yeah,
but
okay,
that's
No, but also I've been working with the people at Amazon in a group called the White Glove Group.
Really? Is that a
No,
what do they do to you? Does this involve coughing? What is that?
Well, I told them they're a lot better than the latex glove group I worked with at my other publisher.
All right.
No, they take established authors and they encourage you to write a book and they help promote it and they count reviews. Anyway, Joe, thanks for the compliment. I hope people were listening.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just so much fun to read, and it even had me go back to other books in the series, which I guess you can do because those are on Kindle and different things.
Those are on Kindle. I actually went back, and I am admittedly the world's worst reader, so I went back to The Rabbit Factory and to Cut, Paste, Kill to really get back into all the characters because it's very character-driven. And I listened to it in the car. So
now bring me to the car. So you're in the car. You're driving down the road. You and Kylie.
Yes.
You're down the road. You're listening to your book.
Yes.
And you think to yourself, damn, I'm good.
You've been reading my mail, yeah. Joe, yeah.
Or do you go, oh, well, in the 5th one, I'll take care of that. That won't happen again.
No, actually... I actually did think, damn, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's not...
Well, it's not egotistical. It's being proud of your work.
Well, yeah, and I was listening to the segment on, you know, writers at the end of their lives, and I thought, oh, Joe has a theme show. He's bringing me on. Yeah, right. Just I need help with the walker.
But it's my homage to the.
You're talking about the books of mine that you read, but you're not sharing with your audience all the emails that we have going.
Oh, that's
but,
right. You know, well, I contend that you write some of the best emails. You're very sharp and quick, and that's why I love the books, because that humor that I see in your posts is often the humor that comes.
Well,
from the books.
You know, I do it on Facebook. You know, I just hired, because this is a self-published book, I just hired a publicist, a really incredible professional. And, you know, I told her, you know, about the video, and she said, yes, but lawn signs are not enough because you live on a dead-end road. So you have to get out there. She goes, you don't have a fan page. You have, you know, you tweet, you know, occasionally. And so I'm one of the things I do that gets lost is when people write to me, my assistant, Natalie, gets a copy of it. And she's always saying, oh, well, this one's so sweet. Why don't you answer it personally? She's supposed to, you know, head them off, but I always wind up answering them myself.
Well, you're very good at that.
And you know what? Right. It's touching when people take the time to do that. You figure you don't want to send them a form letter.
Right.
Are we talking about the book yet?
Yeah, it's called Terminal. It's called Terminal.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, so the story. You've set up the story.
Yeah.
You set up what the story is going to be, and then so then Lomax and Biggs come into it, and then it's you're off to the races.
Well, it's more than that, because in the very first chapter, you know that someone's been high. You watch someone actually kill someone, and you know he's doing it. He's a law-abiding, terrific guy, but he's doing it for money because he's going to die. And then in the very opening where you meet Mike Lomax, he's going to see his doctor. His doctor's recalled him after a physical. There's some problems with your blood test, Mike. And suddenly, there's a specter of a possible terminal illness hovering over Mike Lomax's life. And by the way, in the middle of that first chapter, when he's about to be examined and he's wearing the gown, gunshots from the next office.
Right.
So cop in a hospital gown with a gun running through the halls trying to stop a shooter.
So how can you not be hooked at that point?
Yeah, how can you not make a movie? If you don't have $4.99 for the Kindle version, all it takes is $6 million. We can produce the movie, and Joe will be in it. Joe, I've got a part.
I'll be another doctor at the hospital.
I got a part for you.
All right, you're great. I have to say that the other thing about this book is that I mentioned the humor part, but is that does humor? John Sanford once told me that sex and humor slow down a mystery novel.
Oh God. I don't know about sex, because whenever I write a sex scene for Patterson, we have to have a small discussion about it. And then my wife reads it and says, where'd you learn that? But humor, and look, you've been laughing through this whole interview,
yeah,
which obviously you don't take any of this crap seriously.
No, I take you very seriously. I take our friendship seriously.
Yeah, I know. But humor is like not a selling point. I mean, I was with a publisher, and they said, we love your stuff. We don't know. I don't know if they said we love your stuff. But they said, we don't know how to position you. I go, you're in marketing. You know?
Well, you were a marketing guy. I mean, you were an advertising executive.
Patterson says something like, you know, Marshall Karp can make you laugh when he's in the middle of murdering somebody.
Yeah.
But it's a double-edged sword, and Patterson actually holds me back from I can't be too funny, but it's not jokey. It's the humor comes out of two people talking, comes out of the situation, comes out of the dialogue.
Right.
I'm here for a serious mission to pimp my books, right? But we've been laughing our heads off.
That's
because
right.
Life is fun, and nobody is funnier than cops.
Cops are funny.
And you know why? Because the specter of death is. Guys with the LA County morgue, those guys were a riot. Really?
Because they're around it all the time.
Yeah,
it becomes not the subject, it just becomes what they do.
Yeah.
And they also realize what they do is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're committed to it, but you have to have some levity or you will go crazy.
Exactly.
The new book is called Terminal. So if I want to get a real copy, I can go to a bookstore. You can go to Amazon.
Amazon sells the paperback and the Kindle. Actually, BarnesandNoble.com sells the paperback because anyone can sell the paperback. But right now, I don't think there's a market for bookstores to sell it because of the margins, and I only charge $9.99. But I don't really know. But
okay, they're right.
I'm not good. if you really need a paper copy, you can find it
or call
my assistant. She'll make me do it, and tell them the Carp Kills thing again, Joe.
It's carpkills.com.
And we have an event coming up, don't we?
Yeah, but I don't know a date or a time.
I know.
So we'll find out.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
Let people know. We're out of time here. But,
that was Carp Kills.
Yeah, carpkills.com. Now he's good at marketing.
Oh.
Carpkills.com. And you can find out about Marshall Karp's latest Lomax and Biggs thriller. It's Terminal. Terminal is out, and we're very excited. Marshall, it's always a pleasure to have you and Kylie here. Thank you very
Joe,
much.
Joe, we love you. Thank you.
A great pleasure. Right back to you. Thank you very much. Do you want me to just say goodbye to everybody? Yeah, I'll say goodbye to everybody. Thanks very much. Thanks to our producer, Sarah LaDuke. Thanks to Rob Chacon. Brian, Ray Graff next.